Hello everyone, this is Anke Menzler, your host for Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. And our special guest today is David Judis. And we'll be talking about the challenges of women in the male-dominated world and how they can challenge this, of course, and what's that got to do with the creation of their future. But before we dive in with him, let me just introduce him for you. Dr. David Judis is president and founder of Potential Services Incorporations, a leadership development corporation that delivers business growth through the transformation of talent, providing executive coaching, team effectiveness, and leadership development services. He has been published as part of Forbes Coach Council and appeared in ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC networks as a speaker on how organizations and people achieve success. He is also a co-author of The Secret Sauce for Leading Transformational Change, a Routledge, Taylor & Francis book published in 2020, so pretty fresh from the press. David invests in his clients in doing so, create their future. And when working with each person together, David and the client collaboratively decrease the distance between where they start and the next success. And now, please, hello, David, and welcome to Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling.
Hello, I'm really pleased to be here. Thank you for having me. It's great. I'm saying hello to everyone who might be seeing this right now, and it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy to have you. And before we start, please give the audience a bit of background for you from you, the story. How did you come into coaching? What are you doing right now?
So I've been interested in people my whole life. I went to school for a long time earlier in my career. I have a doctorate in clinical psychology, so I'm a licensed psychologist. And I share that because it really does give me a grounded perspective in how I approach my work with others. I also went to business school, so I have an MBA and a master's in education. Early in my career, I spent time in management consulting, and then I went to work inside corporations. I worked at one of the greatest entertainment companies in the world for over a decade. And in the inside of corporations, I have been the equivalent of a chief learning officer, working with people to develop talent and help create succession plans for leaders that are moving up in the ranks of organizations. I have now been out for about 10 years running my own business, and that's Potential Selves. So I just like to capture that. It's S-E-L-V-E-S as in multiple of selves, Potential Selves. And as you said, Anke, Potential Selves is about realizing one's possibilities.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love that. I just remember how I came about your website and how I loved the introductional video. It's this is worth for everyone really going to your website and looking at that. We will share a link at the end in the show notes. But I just wanted to say that. And I want to start with that, how every one of us get judged every day, and you just right away lead with that phrase. And I really love that. And I just have that in mind when I think about what we want to talk about is the challenges that women have usually in any industry, but especially in male-dominated worlds, if I may say so. Yeah. So, what is your view on that? What are the challenges they have?
Let me give you a disclosure first, Anke, if that's okay. Yeah. I'm not a woman.
You
Maybe
are not?
That's obvious. I'm not a woman. And I like to recognize that right from the start because that really says something. So I haven't experienced directly what it's like for a woman to have those challenges in organizations. However, I'd like to share a couple of examples of how I think vicariously I can understand some of that experience. Number one, going way back in my career, I actually served on a team and it was all women. Now, that made me very nervous when I took that position because I never had been on a team where I was the only man. And it really gave me some wonderful perspective to understand what it's like to be a single person amongst a larger group of people who are different than I, different in thinking, different in approaching, different in how they handle situations. And it was one of the greatest learning experiences of my career. Later in my career, in working for a private equity held company, I actually reported into a CEO who was female. Ooh. And I got to hear some stories from her about how she came up and the challenges she faced. And those are like many one might read about if they hear the challenges women face sometimes in organizations, that they get looked over, that they might be seen, if they are very assertive, as unwelcome, whereas a male might be seen as accepted if they are assertive. Those are challenges that are real, as well as challenges when women may be looked over compared to a male. But I think it's changing. I really do. I looked up this statistic just before we got started. So there are approximately 3.9 billion women in the world. And give or take, over the past few years, that percentage of male to female in the world has shifted from just under 50% to just over 50% and then back again. So it's really very evenly split. So if we think about the world for a moment, the world is very evenly split. There are as many women, or maybe even a few more, than there are men. I believe that that creates opportunity for women in the workplace and other areas to step forward and to step up as they seek to do.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, thank you for sharing that statistic, because I think it provides some hope to everyone out there, because what we still face, so just looking from a female perspective, it's really this, you have to go into leadership, you have to do this, you have to raise children, you have to whatever. There are so many requirements to us. So usually when we speak to coaches, then you got to decide whether you do one or do the other. But right now, there seems, of course, a trend to challenge the world. And that's something that I want to go next to, is really I know that this comes from the inside and from the outside, but what are the challenges from the outside, really? Do you have any idea from those women? Because you have been into learning, developing, and also into really talking to those women. So
thanks. That's a great question. So half of my, actually more, so a little more than half, about 60% of all of my clientele are women. And so I really appreciate that, because it really does give me a different perspective at times, seeing how women might handle situations versus men. Now, these are women who are senior leaders in organizations across the world, and they deal with situations that are very similar to the men. How they think about them sometimes are very different. You're talking about challenges from the outside and challenges from the inside. I'm going to take it right back down to the inside for a moment. Here's why.
Yes.
I think the challenge is for each individual within themselves, how they think about what they're dealing with. And so what I mean by that specifically is a little bit about where are they with a particular situation. How present are they in that situation in the moment? I believe it's one of the most difficult things that any individual faces at any particular time. How do we stay present in the moment? How do I stay present right here, right now? Lots of things going on, out in the world, pressures that I might have in my own workplace, the loop that's going on in my mind right now, speaking to me. Am I listening to that? If I'm thinking about or listening to any of those things, I'm actually not fully here. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a really important consideration. If I'm not really fully here, then I'm missing what's going on right here. Mm-hmm. And if I'm missing what's going on right here, then I may not actually be picking up on what we are talking about or what we were saying. And when we finish, I may walk away with that saying, oh, that didn't go like I wanted it to, or somebody stepped over me, or something along those lines that may be negative and may not actually be true. And so I think staying present is a really important first practice when it comes to facing challenges.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I loved what you said. And I don't know if someone else heard it. It's this, it might not be true what you were thinking about. So not only thinking about when you walk away in terms of, okay, what was the content, maybe how did it go, but also what did you pick up? So there is a lot of insight in this with the presence. And oh yes, I love that. And yeah, the challenge is always within, usually, because you are faced with the problem or the situation or anything like that. Yes, great. And you were also talking about the presence. So how do you get present enough so that you can pick things up like they are right now? Of course, you always have your own story, but how can you stay present and still be active?
So the way I think about that is to be really grounded. Mm-hmm. And by the way, so I'm not great at this. I've been working on this my whole life. I'm still working on it, but it is something that I certainly work with my clients when we work together in session, because it's something that they suddenly come to realize, oh my goodness, if I am able to stay present, how does that change my interaction with someone else? How does that affect my thinking about what I'm trying to achieve? Staying very grounded. And that means a number of things. That means body. Mm-hmm. Body. I'm trying to stay very grounded right now at the moment. Focus, clearing my mind, and listening. Listening to what's going on. Mm-hmm. And with great respect, I don't want to get too much in imbalance, but I do think there's actual research on this as well. As a general, now I'm stereotyping, but as a generalization, mm-hmm. I believe it's out there, women are known to listen a bit better naturally than men. Now you can practice, you can get better, but just naturally as a generalization. And mm-hmm. so I think that's a strength and something to leverage from.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, great. I love that. And so we spoke about the inside world. Let's get to the outside world. So how can they approach the outside world to challenge maybe leadership being male dominated and rather go into the balancing out? I know we have talked about the trend, but how could one really challenge this outside?
So I think we started on the inside, or I took us there. I tried to, because I think that's where it starts. But then to go to the outside, here's what I think. Every person needs to have a point of view. Mm-hmm. They need to be able to step up and offer their point of view. And I understand sometimes in hierarchies, you know, that point of view may get squashed. That point of view may not be accepted. That point of view may not be welcome. That's okay. Have the point of view. And in any format possible, speak up, represent your point of view. I think that that's critical. And I don't think people do that enough. If you speak your truth, it can be heard. And quite frankly, if we look at the world events over the past few years, I think we've seen that. I think the view or the perspectives or the point of views that have been coming out have started in places where they may have never been heard before. And thus we have seen change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Which brings us back to the inside world, I would say. How do you stand up, speak up, show and really give your opinion if you're not ready? Because what I see is really women don't tend to do this, really speaking up, really standing their ground and having an opinion openly or sharing it. So back to the inside.
Let's bring that back to potential selves for a moment, because mm-hmm. that's literally the idea that I wrote about for me in my dissertation that started this business 20, 25 years ago. So potential selves does three things in terms of its work. Focused on coaching. Mm-hmm. There's also team effectiveness work and then leadership development. So programs that develop leaders over time in varied situations. Let's focus for a moment really very much so on the coaching. So there's a formula that I use in Potential Selves, and the tagline for the company is realize your possibilities. Realize your possibilities. Simple. And people might say, oh, well, okay, that's easy. And I would say, no, it's not. Yes. And it's not, because here's what the research says. Here's what I've found in my practice. And here's what I see with people. We don't consider our possibilities. And that's just the start. You just share with me, okay, a lot of times, how about if you don't voice your point of view? That's not living into a possibility that does exist. Now, it may not happen. It may not be real yet. It may not be realized, but it does exist. So formula, A cubed, three A's, A times A times A. Here's what the A's stand for. Access multiplied by awareness, multiplied by actions. Very simple. Couple very easy things to do in that access. So some of what I do with my clients is I get them to really consider potential selves are infinite, but I ask them to think about what are the 100 possibilities that they want to become. Now, again, you might think, oh, that's easy. And when you go through that list, call it the first 10, maybe 20, they're easy. I want to be this. I want to say that. I want to do this. And then you get to 20 and it gets a little bit harder and you start getting down. And then you get to maybe 50 and you thought, wow, I'm challenged by that. And that's exactly where we move to the next stage, because in the last, call it 10 or 20, we find what really may be underneath and really important to the individual. And that's where awareness comes in. And some of the discussion about becoming aware of which of those potential selves are the ones that you want to live into. And multiplied then by actions are really getting very focused, very purposeful, and paying attention to the one or the couple that you want to be. So if speaking up or speaking a specific point of view is one that wants to you want to go after, that's what we focus on in terms of actions to make that real.
Oh, wow. I love that you say, we don't usually see our potentials, because the first question that most people struggle with is, what are your strengths? And even seeing those strengths and then seeing, okay, what's possible with that? What exactly is my next step with it? What does it serve? And what next can it serve? And what else? And who else? And all of that. Usually we don't ask ourselves to really grow further and see those perspectives. And I love that you just were talking about this, because I talked the other day with someone about that. And hello, yes, absolutely. We have to go inside and really find that and really see our grow into our potentials and try to see what's within that and challenge us. Because the 50, I can imagine, is really challenging.
Well, I turn that up even more, Anke, too. So you're right. We sometimes get challenged by, okay, what are my strengths? What's my one or two strengths? What potential selves do and realizing possibilities turns that up even more. I'll call it more than your strengths. What are your one or two unique superpowers that make you who you are? And if you can live into that, embody that, embrace that, use that, you can realize a possibility.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. And there we come to how to create your future, right? Because that's where you start. Usually we tend to start with creating something for our career, because that's the main part that we are busy with all day long. So 8 to 12 hours, but the rest of the life is usually left out. So, and when you see your potentials, you can, of course, create a future. And I know that you are all about creation of future. So please give us some insights about what do you think about, or how do you help your clients also create their future?
So I'm going to bring it back in just a moment to try and connect dots, but I have another disclosure to make. The future hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
Obvious, right? There's no data from the future. It hasn't happened yet. Now, In my research, when I wrote my dissertation, I actually used a lot of models from physics to actually look at how does this all work out. But that's truth, right? The future hasn't happened yet. It's infinitely possible because it hasn't been realized. We haven't stopped to observe it, make it happen yet. So anything is possible. Anything is possible. I get a pushback on that sometimes. People go, oh, that's not possible. Now, it may be challenging. There may be sacrifices one has to make in order to achieve that, But nothing is impossible. And I think that's a great place to work from and come back to. Let me connect the dot. I think the way to create a future, once you go through that A cubed formula, access multiplied by awareness, multiplied by actions, gets you to the realization of a potential self. Once you go through that, again, it is about being present. That's where I'm connecting a dot. Mm-hmm. It's about bringing it back to presence so that you can create that future. And you even said it yourself, and I agree. You know, we get busy in our day-to-day and we're going, you know, all day long and we're focused on here. And guess what? We're actually not focused on what we're trying to create. Perhaps we're just caught up in our email or mm-hmm. our social media or tasks that we have to do. And so getting very, very clear, committed, and aligned to one's purpose in that makes all the difference. That's how you create a future.
Oh, wow. Yes. And you said future didn't happen yet. And what we usually tend to do is living in the past.
That's true. Now, there's an interesting piece to that, right? So there's a loop here. And in physics terms, they're called echo waves and offer waves. An echo wave goes back to the past. An offer wave goes out to the future. And where they come together is right here, right now in the present. And that's being present. So here's what you and I are doing right now, Anke. We're actually creating some potential selves for people who are seeing this and watching mm-hmm. it out there. Because they're going to act on something to do that and think about their possibilities differently. And that's going to make a difference for them.
Yes, it does. And you start, and that's it. You always start in the present. You cannot start somewhere else. The past is past and the future is not yet here. So of course you have to start here, and that's where they can do that right now. And oh yes, I love that. And there's so much we could talk about. So I would really love the audience to stay in contact with you. And I know that you have and where they can go further with this discussion, because I know that raises so many possibilities, so many perspectives, so many selves, if I may say so, that they want to talk with someone about that, because it creates a future they cannot yet think about. And need a sparring partner, if you may, if you will. So how can they stay in contact with you? What's your free gift for them?
So there's a service that we offer in our organization. It's called Epiphany. And Epiphany is a single insight, an awareness, waking up to that. So it's the first part, if you will, of the formula, gaining access to it and then becoming aware of something that's different. It is a chat. If people don't want to have a chat, that's okay. There's a worksheet you can look out. But I believe that you need somebody to help you see something that you may not. And so it's a chat. It's free. But you have a chat to kind of set that process. And if you like what's going on, we talk further about that. But Epiphany is the service. Mm-hmm. People can find it up on the website. They just go to potentialselves.com. That's two words, but together, potential and S-E-L-V-E-S, potentialselves.com/epiphany, and they'll see it.
Oh, great. We will also share the link in the show notes so that everyone can grab your free call, because I think this is worth it. And I have so many selves within me talking right now in terms of how that could lead everyone to a future where anything is possible. This is so great. It broadens our mind. It widens everything. And if to really see those, you have to be grounded. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing all of that, David. Yes.
It's a pleasure, Anke. I want to champion you and thank you for making a difference for women in the world. I think it matters. And I think people need to step away with one thing. If they take one thing away from our conversation, it's to speak up. Speak up in whatever way makes a difference for you.
Yes, it does. And for others. Definitely, yes. Thank you so much for being our special guest today. Thanks.
Thank you.
So to our listeners, more sessions will be delivered to your inbox tomorrow. I look forward to be joining you tomorrow. And until then, don't forget that changes need chances. So give yourself a chance to rise into your power and embody your true self. It's your time to shine.